Hi, this is Bill Satterlee welcoming you back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. We haven't had a vocalist on yet tonight, so I'm going to play something featuring Ella Fitzgerald, and she sings the songs of Harold Arlen, and the tune she's going to sing is This Time the Dream's on Me.
Close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me. Certain that I'm the one to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through. Can't be true, but this time the dream's on me.
Never sure how I feel when I hear strings with jazz, but to get a lot of the good vocals, as they played in front of orchestras, and that's the way it was when they were recording. There's no doubt in, I think, anyone's mind how she got the title the First Lady of Song. She has a beautiful voice.
Wonderful alto sax solo behind Ella there. Could have been Benny Carter, not quite sure. In any event, it was beautiful. I'm going to continue my highlighting of the early MJQ or Modern Jazz Quartet in the second hour, my portion of the second hour of the show, and just to remind you, the personnel stayed the same for almost 20 years. It was John Lewis on piano, who was the musical director, Milt Jackson Bags, as he was called on Vibes. He was the swinger in the group, a great rhythm section of Percy Heath, one of the three Heath brothers from Philadelphia. His brother Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, and his other brother Tootie Heath on drums were world-renowned jazz artists too, and Connie Kay on drums. And I'm going to do a hard swinger that they cut in about July of 55 called I Remember April. Thank you. hard-driving, up-tempo version of I Remember April by the Modern Jazz Quartet. And they were trading choruses there between John Lewis on piano and Milt Jackson on vibes.
I'm going to play something with trumpeter Clark Terry from a CD entitled Clark Terry's Big Band Live at the Wichita Jazz Festival in 1974. He's going to play his own composition called Sheba, and it features, among others, Jimmy Heath, Ernie Watkins on tenor, Phil Woods, Clark Terry, and several other trumpeters. There's some trombones, and then the rhythm section is Ed Sofa on drums and Wilbur Little on bass with Duke Jordan on piano. So let's listen to Clark Terry's rendition of a tune entitled Sheba.
I'd like now to play a little tune, a little composition of my own, sort of a tribute to someone that's very special to me. I say someone, but actually, it's a dog. My dog, Sheba, at home. A little French poodle my wife and I are very fond of. And those of you who might own or have ever been associated with a French poodle know that they are more than just dogs. They are people. And mine at home sort of runs the house, tells me what to do, when to do it, and sleeps where and whenever she feels like it. So this is my dedication to our very precious little pet, Sheba. And Ernie Wilkins' arrangement of Sheba.
Thank you.
too bad. Thanks to you, Ernie Wilkins, for a fantastic arrangement and the beautiful 8 measures of fantastic solo.
Well, as Clark Terry said, that was pretty beautiful.
Well, you know, the Modern Jazz Quartet, they worked together about 20 years, and very seldom did they have a guest artist work with them. I think Jimmy Giuffre did a couple things with them, but they decided back in 1953 to ask Sonny Rollins to join them for a recording session. And they recognized some real great talent, because at that time Sonny Rollins was all of about 24 years old. So to be asked to be included in this august organization for a recording session was quite a kudu for Sonny. And we're going to listen to the Modern Jazz Quartet with Sonny Rollins doing Learner and Rose, Almost Like Being in Love. That was a young Sonny Rollins on tenor sax. They're right in front of the Modern Jazz Quartet doing Leonard Lowe's composition, Almost Like Being in Love.
I'm going to play something from a CD on the CRAL label featuring Al Cohen on tenor sax, and he arranged these tunes. Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, and I think some people think he was the first person, I think, to use valve trombone. Our friend Mose Allison on piano, Teddy Kotick, bass and Nick Stabulous drums doing a Rodgers and Hart tune, The Lady is a Tramp. Cohen Quintet playing The Lady is a Tramp, and there were no strings.
I'm going to turn to another track by Sonny Rollins with the Modern Jazz Quartet. He cut about four tracks with them back in the early 50s. As I said, he was a very young man of about 24, but his tenor sax style and sound was fully formed at that young age, and he really blew some nice tracks. This is a little Sonny Rollins composition called No More.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins' composition, No More. It's kind of a neat little swinger written by Sonny, and he was working there with our featured group tonight, the Modern Jazz Quartet, with John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums.
I want to play something from a CD, AMI. And if you like Barney Kessel, this CD is comprised of his first four albums. They were Easy Like, Barney Kessel Plays, Standards to Swing or Not to Swing, and Music to Listen to Barney Kessel By. I'm going to play one of his compositions entitled Contemporary Blues. I love Barney Kessel. That was a tune he wrote, Contemporary Blues, and I think we heard a little of Harry Sweet's Edison in there.
Harry swinging all the way. Okay, we're going to do something by the MJQ. And this is, of course, John Lewis played more of a classical, light classical style, formal style on piano, but Mel Jackson was a real blues swinger in the group, and he's the one who really drove the group at most times. And he wrote a little composition that kind of became a kind of a jazz classic. This is All Bags All the Way. It's called Bluesology. was a modern jazz quartet doing Milt Jackson's composition, Bluesology, and that was some great Milt Jackson on vibes all the way through.
Well, I'm going to finish out my portion of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. I can't think of any better way to do it with Count Basie playing an Ellington composition, What Am I Here For? Count Basie was here for, just to bring us a lot of pleasure.
I tell you, as Daddy O'Daly used to say, don't count cheap, count Basie. Okay, this is Kent Linkos along with my co-host Bill Setter. We're going to close out the show tonight. We hope you enjoyed it for the better part of the last 2 hours. Please join us again next Sunday night at 9 on 89.1 FM. Going to close out our tribute to the MJQ with a portion of John Lewis's classic composition dedicated to Django Reinhardt. Django. Thank you.
This is to remind you that you're listening to 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.